Welcome to the Sportscast, July 25th, 2022. Can't believe we made it this far. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your on your smart speaker. I was about to say your favorite smart speaker. And if you're listening on Apple Podcast, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And also you can go on the sportscast.net, our website, and also the Sportscast for iOS for latest updates. A lot going on in the dog days of summer. Slow sports period, but anyways, a lot going on. A lot of rumors, a lot of transfers, a lot of free agency going on. And join us from the Chicagoland area, Jordan Vargas. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Thank you for having me.
So, Jordan, tell us about your summer. What's going on? How are you keeping yourself cool?
Staying in the AC. Just been playing basketball, working kids out, coaching basketball. So it's been a good summer.
So, Jordan, tell us a little bit update on your life, what's going on, and what's going on in the basketball world on your end.
The basketball world on my end, it's really just been the same, just more clientele picking up. More exciting stuff, so just kind of waiting all to come together at the same time. And yeah,
pretty good. Yeah, last time we had Jordan was back in June for the NBA playoffs and the finals, which we never got your final recap. What were your thoughts over the Warriors winning it all?
I wanted Boston to, but I saw it coming. Boston was good the second, but you have to, take account of who the Warriors have and the leadership roles and their experience. They've been in a position before where they've been down in the series to a team that they shouldn't be down to. So that's where kind of the question starts going: is Golden State going to lose? Boston going to take it? We saw a similar situation up in Cleveland, but Golden State experience. Really, they just have the personnel to take it to the next level, and they did.
Do you think this Warriors team can do it again next season?
Yeah, they've been making some interesting trades. I'm excited to see what they do. Just will not be playing. Season, so it's gonna be Golden State, very interesting. They had Scottie Pippen Jr. on the summer league team. I don't know if he's gonna get signed. I could see him getting an exhibition 10 training camp deal, and then getting a G League deal. But the Golden State Warriors, they're looking good.
Yeah, Scottie Pippen Jr., one of these players that you've probably been monitoring from the G League, but you don't think he'll get signed.
I don't think he'll get signed to. I do not believe he's going to get signed to the 15 right away. He's going to get a training camp deal, which will require him playing preseason with them, but he will get waived and sent down to – I shouldn't even say sent down. He just will get transferred over to the Santa Cruz Warriors, which is their development team. And from there, I believe he can prove himself and see what he can do at the highest level. But in the beginning, yeah, he's going to get signed. But for his first year, maybe two, I see him having a good stint in the G League, maybe getting a couple call-ups here and there. But he's going to be a solid G League player for the first two or three seasons of his career.
What were your thoughts overall with the G League? Were you impressed by any players, and what were your thoughts?
The G League, well, for this year – I wrote film down for Patrick McCaw, and watching his game and watching the Philadelphia, the Delaware Blue Coats, they went all the way to the Rio Grande Vipers, NBA G League. finals. It just shows, watching that, it shows how much they want it. You know, those guys in the position where they're literally just one call away. They're one minuscule level away from making it to the NBA. So seeing how hard they play and what they put on the line for is really inspiring. It's amazing to see them play. And it's amazing to see the guys in the G League who get summer league deals with the NBA teams. You know, we saw some of that this year. Devin Kennedy plays with the Lakeland Magic. He got another summer league deal with the Orlando Magic. There's a couple other players play for the Wisconsin Herd got a summer league deal with the Milwaukee Bucks. So really, it's just good to see that, you know, these players, they make it out of the G League, then they get a summer league contract, and they go back in it. It's just keeping them updated, keeping them on, keeps them in the pool of players. There's so many that you can choose from. So I really like it. I really like the farm system set up, and I really like how much the G League players put into it. And I really like how the NBA, how much they put into their G League.
Yeah, G League's very important. The Summer League had a fantastic time. The Blazers beat the Knicks in the final. These rookie players coming in, Jordan, which ones you really are looking forward to seeing once the NBA season starts, like a Chet Holmgren and Paolo Blanchio, I think his name. Paolo Blanchio? I forget his name. But, yeah, go ahead.
You know, one person that I'm really excited to watch, and he's the player of the draft a couple times, has re-signed with the college team, which was Kofi Cockburn at University of London. He had an amazing summer league stint with the Utah Jazz. For a player to have a consistent summer league and really prove himself is really good. He went undrafted, signed the summer league deal, and gonna just got recently picked up by the Utah Jazz. So I'm really excited to see what he's going to do. Been following his career since Oak Hill. He's a very controversial player. Some people like him, some people don't. Some people believe that, you know, with his weight and his height not really match coinciding, that it's going to be a problem in the NBA. But we really haven't seen him play in the NBA against all these players. So I'm excited to see what he can do. Some people call him a mini Kevin Durant. Kenny Lofton Jr. from the Memphis Grizzlies really had an impressive show out. But he had an impressive combine. He had an impressive G League combine. Got called up to the NBA combine. And then had an amazing show out there. And then got picked up a two-way contract with the Memphis Grizzlies. He's a perfect fit for their team. His playing style, kind of just who he is as a person, where he's from, it's a good playing style for him. And I'm very excited. Javon Freeman Liberty with the Chicago Bulls, Chicago native from DePaul. He went to Valparaiso his first 2 years and transferred to DePaul. He signed an Exhibition 10, which is a training camp deal with the Chicago Bulls, and will most likely get sent to the G League, where he's going to show in a couple of years and hopefully get that call back up. But the summer league was very exciting. LiAngelo Ball came in late. He's a fan favorite for the Hornets and I think really for the NBA. He was out, had COVID protocols, was out for the first two games. And then over time, he came right back and, you know, had an impressive, I believe it was a three-game stint with the Hornets. And then went back to the G League, which is a pro-AM in Los Angeles, California. So summer league was a great show out, in my opinion. Sharif O'Neal. I mean, I can go on and on about the players that
I'm sure you could. My favorite is Paolo Banchero going to the Magic forward. What do you think his prospect, his expectations will be in the NBA?
I think his expectations will be set to where really we won't know until we see him play preseason and then we see him play regular season. I'm not going to be, you know, there might be others saying that he's this or he's that. I want to see what he can do in the preseason, and then want to see what he can do against the regular season with the Magic and their full team roster. So, but I mean, I like his playing style. The Orlando Magic only had him playing one game. He scored 17 points, I think 6 assists, 3 rebounds, and they took him out. They wanted to keep him healthy, which is a good sign for the Magic front office to recognize that, to keep, you know, possibly a franchise player healthy.
Exactly. You know, we can't name a rookie that took a team to a championship. We can't. None has. rookies can only do so much in the first season.
It's very. Yeah, that's right.
Anyways, we'll see what happens. Looking forward to, you know, these new players boosting up these teams. Any help? You know, they were in, like, the top draft list because they were in the last in their respective conferences. All right. Jordan mentioned Kevin Durant a few minutes ago. Rumors him going up to the Celtics, who went to the NBA Finals, but they lost against the Warriors. Durant, you know, a interesting figure, won a championship with the Warriors, is not doing well with the Nets, with Kyrie, of course, wants to leave as well. Do you see Kevin Durant going up north to the Greenland of TD Garden and you know, what are your thoughts of that possible trade?
You know, I think Kevin Durant, I mean, ever since the talks of him leaving Brooklyn, I mean, there's been hundreds of teams thrown in the situation of who can get him. Miami had the best chance to get him. Phoenix had the second best chance. The Chicago Bulls had the third best chance to get him. So really, it's just going to be interesting to see, you know, what team steps up and actually makes that happen. Or if Kevin Durant doesn't even find a better deal, he ends up staying in Brooklyn. You know, begin to re-sign in a deal there at last minute. But I like seeing Katie in Boston. You know, I think Boston really needs them. If Boston went to the finals with Kevin Durant against the Golden State Warriors again, I think the outcome would be different.
You think Boston will win?
Kevin Durant has that leadership. He has that leadership. He has that, you know, value and presence to the team. But again, it's hard to tell. In my personal opinion, I don't think Kevin Durant has really made any individual players better around him. But I think he adds to the team. I think he adds to the team chemistry. So I would like to see it. You know, I think Stevens would like to as well. And Stevens is coaching against Kevin Durant. He's coached alongside Kevin Durant. So he knows Kevin Durant as a player. He knows him from an executive standpoint, knows him from a player standpoint, knows him on a personal level. So very excited to see what they the Boston ends up doing.
Yeah, with Boston, they took the Warriors to six games. It was kind of close, to be honest, but they needed that boost, and I really do think KD could bring it. But the Celtics have to get rid of Jaylen Brown, which he was good too. For that trade
to
happen.
He was. But you say that again.
If the Celtics want to get Kevin Durant, they'll have to trade Jaylen Brown for Kevin Durant. Right. And plus maybe Marcus Smart.
I mean, that would be a loss for Boston. I mean, Marcus Smart's been, I think, defensive player of the year. He's been defensive player of the year, I think, two or three times. He's a great contributor to Boston. So is Jaylen Brown, you know. So, I mean, it's just something that Boston's going to have to outweigh. Is having the defensive player of the year and, you know, possibly one of the best players, you know, easily top 100 in the NBA, Jaylen. You know, trading him and Marcus good enough for trading KD. Personally, I wouldn't do it just because I'm not a huge fan of Kevin Durant going to Boston because I know what Boston will have to lose, and I don't know if
that's worth it.
What they would receive.
Yeah.
I don't believe it's worth it. I think Kevin Durant going to Miami Heat or KD going to a Phoenix, I could see that happening. I could see that being worth it because they would have to, you know, obviously make some room for him, make some trades. But the trades that Boston would be making would be crucial to the organization, especially with how close they got with the team that they had to a finals championship. It would be kind of a risky move to just bring KD there.
Yeah, big risk. Oscar rumored to go to the Lakers, but also a bigger rumor is Kyrie Irving possibly going to the Lakers. Your thoughts on that? Reuniting with LeBron James.
I think LeBron's always ready to recruit. You know, former teammates of teams in the NBA. You know, obviously, when he watches the games, he's kind of pinpointing who could be a valuable asset to the Lakers. Kyrie Irving, without a doubt, no matter whatever you believe, his personal off-court antics or whatever, you know, goes on, you cannot say that Kyrie is a good contributor, because he is, and he will contribute. He's one of the best handlers in the NBA, one of the best players in the NBA. So I think it would be another move the Lakers could make. But again, it's one of those where you have to make room for him. There's many both players on the team, possibly Kyrie. But Kyrie also knows how to get a bucket at any given moment. So, you know, we have too many Boston players. It creates problems.
Create problems. And LeBron
so
James.
I wouldn't be.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, I think you know where you're going with that. And LeBron, you know, being kind of pulling in recruits with Carlo and and I was checking out some of the guys. Kyrie, I don't know if you fit in that mix. Kyrie needs to be on a team where Kyrie is the man, not the man, the man next to the man. So that's how I look at it. I don't think that's how he's going to play. I think if that's the situation where he's next to Carmelo, or if he's next to a Russell, or if he's next to a LeBron, or if he's next to an AD, that it could, you know, it could not sit that, you know, it may sit with him. And his performance may reflect that, where if he pulls what he did in Brooklyn of, if I sit out these games, they won't need me too much because we still got Blake, we still got Harden, we still got KD. So is that what Kyrie's going to do? You know, if he doesn't start playing, he knows that there's other leadership roles on that team that can step up. So you have to kind of evaluate it. I think Kyrie needs a solo team with, you know, some up-and-coming guys, some younger guys that could really roll with him, maybe a veteran or two. But on a team like LA, I don't see it.
Are you saying were you describing a Charlotte Hornets team a possible destination for Kyrie to go to?
You know, I would like to see Kyrie in Charlotte, because I think Charlotte, they're going to have to make some adjustments. You know, I don't know if you've been keeping up with the news. You know, there's some things going around with Montel Harris, and there's some things going on with Miles Bridges. So they might lose a couple heavy players that they need. So Kyrie could be, you know, could step up to it. And again, you know, with him and LaMelo on the team. But again, it's all about ball control. It's all about, you know, how the team's been playing. Does LaMelo Ball like to play point? Yes. Does he have the ball in his hands? Yes. Does Rozier play point? Yes. Does James Bubnyk play point? Yes. So you kind of have to look at it like you need a team. Kyrie would be a best fit on a team that doesn't already have an agreement of who's taking the ball before.
Yeah.
Is LaMelo Ball going to feel like LaMelo Ball if he's taking the ball before? You have to look at it. To me, no.
Yeah.
He creates space off his shot. He's a ball handler. He knows how to make good passes. But that's something that Kyrie would be doing. And again, if you look in L.A., who's taking the ball up the floor? Does Kyrie play the same if he's not taking the ball up and Russell is? I don't know. Is Russell playing the same if Kyrie's taking the ball up and he's not? I don't know. So you kind of have to look at it that way. That's just the way I look at it.
No, good way.
You were to switch these players.
Very analytical. And as – go ahead, Jordan. Jordan, finish that thought.
Oh, yeah, no. You know, as you continue it. I finished my thought.
And as Jordan brought up, Miles Bridges is facing three felony domestic violence charges this about – 2 weeks ago, or a week ago, sorry about that. How much of an impact will that be for the Hornets if he doesn't play this season?
You know, that's a weird thing, because Miles Bridges was just hours away from signing a max contract with Charlotte Hornets. Miles was their leading scorer. Miles has been within the Hornets affiliation since 2018. you know, and he ended up being the leading scorer. People think Melo, no, not. So it's going to be tough to see again. If you have a player like Miles Bridges, who was a leading scorer, every 17 points, sometimes he gets plus, sometimes he gets 30 games, you know, 30 points a game, you know, 26, 27. If you lose a player like Miles, or he sits out of here, or whatever, you know, the NBA and Charlotte Hornets decide to do, it's still going to make an impact on the floor. So, you know, Miles being out would be, you know, a clear impact. Because, again, you got to look at is, does the Charlotte Hornets play like the Charlotte Hornets if Miles Bridges is out with a player who can has a, you know, a killer mid-range game, can get down low, always is looking for a pass, you know, not too much of a ball heavy player, but more so a ball dominant player. So when he gets the ball, he knows what to do with it. If you lose a player like that, do the Charlotte Hornets, like, are they going to play like the Charlotte Hornets? So it's going to be interesting to see what Kubiak does with that whole situation. I mean, it is.
Sticking with the Hornets, they rehired Steve Clifford, who was let go about two to three years ago, comes back. Your thoughts? Is this a good move for the Hornets?
I think it did bring someone back who already has a sense of the Hornets. The Hornets back in 2018, 2019, 2017, Hornets today is a totally separate ballgame. So having someone who had knowledge of what the Hornets were before and what the Hornets are now and the direction that they're leading, they're going in, you need someone who understands that. Hornets have made adjustments. They're clearly not. Their playing style has clearly made adjustments with the players that they've gotten, players they've lost. So bringing in someone who has prior experience with the organization is good.
There you have it, Hornets update. Of course, Kenny Atkinson was the original pick for the Hornets. Turned it down. Steve Clifford, who coached about two, 3 years ago, comes back to the Hornets. Let's go into Chicago Bulls. We cannot close out the show without talking about the Chicago Bulls. They signed a former Heat player named Goran Dragic. Jordan, will this be enough for the Bulls to get over that hump? Maybe beat the Milwaukee Bucks and go a little bit deeper in the playoffs.
I think it is, but I also think it's, you know, it's injuries too that's going to keep Chicago in it. If Chicago didn't have the injuries we did, or did they get beat as much as we did, would they have gone farther? Yes. If all the players were healthy, they would have gone farther, but it wasn't the case. So I'm excited to see, you know, I'm excited they signed Josh to Chicago. Great player. But again, it's really just how healthy can the Bulls be. I think Billy Donovan ran them up too early last season. You know, the Bulls got off to a very, very strong start, and I think it physically took a toll on to where endurance couldn't really catch it. That's when injury started to set in. So I think about who they pick up, they picked up on the Drummond. But again, can we keep these players healthy? Is it worth being number one and number two in the Eastern Conference? But then, come playoff time, every single one of our star players is burned out. And then we ended up not even going that far in the playoffs. Is that even worth it? Probably not. So as long as the Bulls have a consistent condition and they don't push each other too far, but still stay within that playoff contingency, when we do hit the playoffs, we'll still be healthy enough to, you know, keep going. I think that's where Chicago Bulls need to be. I think that's where everybody wants to see him.
Chicago Bulls, of course, a team that has won championships in the past but hasn't done it since 1998. Let me read you the offseason moves that the Bulls did. They drafted Halen Terry with the 18th pick. They signed undrafted rookie Huston Lewis. Resigned Zach LaVine, major player in the Bulls. Resigned Derrick Jones Jr. They signed Andre Drummond as well. Of course, we talked about Dragic. So far, so good for this offseason.
Yeah, I like it a lot. You know, the Bulls again. What I talk about this. They've been having more and more of a productive season than we've seen in the past. And that's what makes me so excited about the direction that Chicago's been heading in, because they've made good trades. They've made good decisions. And there's still money left over to make even more decisions preparing them for next season. The reason why a good organization that wins always prepares for the future. They always prepare for the future. Golden State, they always prepare for the future. Miami, always prepare for the future. Milwaukee Bucks, they always prepare for the future. Orlando Magic, I can see them now preparing for the future. And when you prepare for the future and you already have a good team as it is right now, still looking to get even better, that's going to, you know, really divide them. But, I mean, I'm excited to see what the Bulls are heading. I think, again, we could be off contingency, possibly even finals. But if everybody's healthy, and see how we got to play during preseason.
Health has been an issue for the Bulls last season. Hopefully will not be an issue for this upcoming season. Jordan, anything else before we head into poll question of the day?
Nothing else.
Basketball's moving here and there. Of course, the Durant and Kyrie are probably the two big heads that are still wondering what's going to happen to them. I think they'll stay with the Nets. That's just my humble opinion.
Say it again.
I think Kevin Durant will stay with Brooklyn.
Yeah, I think so too. Again, if a trade hasn't happened, with all the teams that have been in discussion, all the teams that have offered the money that they have, and the players that they have, and he still hasn't gone for it, I think KD's going to stay in Brooklyn. I think what he wanted to do was exhaust his options before he made his decision. Possibly KD could be in Brooklyn for the rest of his career. And I say that because what he wants to do, he's at the age right now, especially with his health, where he wants to examine all of his options before he makes another deal. And the deal that he makes could possibly be his last deal. So, to me, that's just the way I'm looking at it.
Do you think the same for James Harden? You think Philadelphia is his last stop?
Yeah. I think Philadelphia is his last stop for a couple of reasons. But it's, again, these players are getting a little bit older. You know, their health is, you know, going to become a huge factor in their play, you know, the next 2-3 years. I think we're already kind of seeing it with the Golden State Warriors. I give Clay 4 years max. You know, I give Draymond 3 to 4 years max before these guys will start to become role players and kind of become a veteran, like a Udonis Haslem for Miami.
Or Iguodala.
Or an Iguodala, right. So now they're examining, you know, all right, what's my best? What are my other options before, you know, I possibly sign my last contract?
Yeah, no, exactly. But before we go, obviously besides the G League, the NBA, and the Summer League, do you watch the Drew League?
Yeah, I watch the Drew League, yes.
That is which LeBron has participated for a few times. Quite interesting about it. I thought it was related to Kyrie. No, it's not. It's been around since 1973. So, and the league has grown in popularity over the years with NBA players regularly participating in its games. And I think they probably use other players besides the NBA. So, it's quite interesting, this league.
Offer celebrities.
Yeah, of course, celebrities like Matt Leinart. He's a quarterback of NFL, and some other ones as well. But and also Nick Young plays as well. So quite interesting. Drew League is just entertainment league. Anyways, just like the Globetrotters. No, they're a serious league.
Yeah.
All right, Jordan, poll question of the day. What is the most important topping for a hot fudge sundae? Options are whipped cream, cherries, nuts, or sprinkles.
Probably not.
Nuts is important in topping for a hot fudge sundae. Yeah. I agree. I picked whipped cream, which is winning at 67%. Harry's at 17%. Tied with the Nuts at 17%. Sprinkles at 0%. Sprinkles is not winning in the ice cream. Hot fudge. Hyundai. So quite interesting. You can vote on Twitter on that. Jordan, what is the best way to reach you online to catch up with your updates and your announcements?
Probably my Twitter, JordanVargas02, and then my Instagram, Jordan_Vargas.
Wasn't your old Twitter account like Jordan23 or something, or JordanVargas23?
Yeah, it was like JDV23 or TheRealJDV23, and when I had the opportunity to change it, I did.
I like that one. I don't know why. It had reference to Michael Jordan.
Yeah, no, I had the opportunity to change it. I went for it.
Jordan Vargas, the youngest guy on the Sportscast. You can catch us on the sportscast.net, our website, or the Sportscast One on Twitter and the Sportscast One on Instagram. Tonight, you can catch Hoops Talk. Irwin and Ryan are going to go back into the batter box and talk about what's going on with the transfers and things like that, going more into detail. And, of course, tomorrow, Sports Talk. The boys are back from vacation. And on Thursday, Jersey Boys Sports Talk. Wednesday, we'll have Alan back and talk about the Commanders and things like that, the world of sports, and we'll see what happens. But, Jordan, great to see you here. How's your hair? Is it still fro-y, or you're keeping it short like a fade?
Oh, man, it's still long and curly. It's still long and curly.
A lot of curls, man. Enjoy that hair while it lasts. Jordan, I appreciate you coming on to the Sportscast.
Thank you for having me.
And this was your update.